Election Day is November 5th, and on the ballot in the Chelsea School District is an $81 million school bond proposal. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk about that is Julie Helber, Superintendent of Chelsea Schools. Hello, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Tell us exactly what will Chelsea School District voters see on their ballot?
They will see information that we are putting out a no-tax increase bond. The ballot language reads that there will be 0.6, that they'll pay 0.6 that will bring them up to 7 mils. So what that really means is that they've been paying 7 mils for quite some time for previous bonds. So what's going to happen next year is that bond rate, tax rate, would drop to 6.4 mils. So what we're asking is to keep it at 7 mils. So it's an extension of that 7 mils. And that, along with the payout date, generates the $81 million.
That's a phrase you don't hear very often, a no-tax increase bond.
Yeah, you know, there are several school districts that do this, and it's really a timing issue. If you you start to pay back your previous bonds, and then if you can keep your tax rate at the same level, people don't experience any impact in their taxes. And so it's a really nice way. About 90% of bonds that have no tax rate increases pass.
And what will you use this money for if it does pass?
There's a few things we'll use it for. We had a facility assessment performed in the district that identifies deferred maintenance and work across the district and sort of divides it out between 0 to 5 years, 5 to 10, and 10, and so on. And so what that does is we have people come into the district and virtually go through all of the buildings, all of the systems, and determine when their life expectancy will be complete and what we will need to do to be proactive in making sure that we have safe buildings. And so things like roofing and paving and flooring and windows and HVAC systems and fire suppression systems, all of those things that we have in our district that keep kids safe and keep our buildings up and running well. So that is one piece of the bond, and another piece of the bond is centered around programming. And so the programming improvements that we're looking to make is to modernize the interiors of our classrooms, to provide flex labs that would promote science, technology, engineering, arts, and the math, or STEM and STEAM, that's called, to look at where we can provide opportunities for collaboration that align with our portrait of a graduate. So those types of things.
So bottom line, if it is approved, the Chelsea School District bond issue, you're saying it won't cost homeowners or taxpayers any more money?
Any more than they're paying now. Yeah, and in fact, because we're in payoff mode for our previous debt, they'll actually pay that 7 mils for one more year. And then the estimation is that the mill rate will come down to the high sixes for about 4 years. And then in 2025, it'll drop off to 4.53. And so that's because the old debt will be paid off, and then we'll be continuing to pay off the new debt.
And what happens if it's not approved?
If it's not approved, we have very little left in our bond funds. We will be very careful about how those are spent, make sure that they're spent on things that are really emergent. But there are some things that we currently purchase out of bond funds that we wouldn't be able to do anymore, so school buses and technology and those kinds of things. And that's what concerns me a little bit, is just making sure that we carve out those funds so that we don't have to hit the general fund budget with expenses that impact our buildings and infrastructure. I have had some people call with a little bit of confusion, because when it says a no-tax rate increase and then they see that 0.6 on the ballot, it can be confusing. So I've been trying to explain that to folks. And then also, it's hard to understand. If there's no tax rate increase, how do you generate $81 million? And so that has been, I've been explaining that to some folks as well. The Chelsea voters have been so supportive of the schools over time. They really take care of us in terms of supporting us in all aspects of education, and we're real fortunate to be here in the Chelsea School District.
Julie Helber, Superintendent of the Chelsea School District, thank you so much for sharing information with us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much. I encourage people to get out and vote.